This is OPB. I'm Kate Davidson. Over the summer, many people in the Northwest were gripped by the story of J-35. She's the endangered orca in the Salish Sea who carried her dead newborn calf for more than 2 weeks before it finally slipped away. Her clan, the southern resident killer whales, is critically endangered, and now scientists are going to try to sequence their genomes in an effort to save them from extinction. Mike Ford works with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Seattle, and he joins us now. Good afternoon.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So can you describe how close to extinction this group of killer whales actually is?
Well, there are currently 74 individuals in the population, which is down from nearly 100 individuals in the early 1990s. And we're particularly concerned right now because there have not been any successful births in the population since 2015. And so obviously, if you don't have new babies coming into the population, you can't recover that population and see it grow. So it's definitely concerning.
What are the threats that these orcas or killer whales face?
Well, so we've identified three kind of major threats in the recovery plan. And these are lack of sufficient food, which in their case is primarily Chinook salmon, contamination with sort of chemical pollutants like PCBs and other more recent chemicals, and then disturbance particularly from vessels and other sources of noise in the water. And those things could act together. So, for example, one of the reasons why noise is a concern is that it interferes with the whale's ability to successfully hunt fish.
So what do you and other scientists hope to learn by sequencing the DNA of these orcas?
Well, so in addition to some of these environmental threats that the population might be facing, they may also be facing some sort of internal threats related to their biology. And one of those threats could be inbreeding depression. So inbreeding, as I think you probably know, is basically when relatives mate with each other and produce offspring. And one reason why that's a source of concern is that those inbred offspring can sometimes be less fit. In other words, they survive and reproduce at lower rates than offspring who are not inbred. And by looking at their genetics, we can kind of understand whether that is happening in the population and how much harm it might be doing.
But what could you do about it in that situation if you saw that inbreeding was affecting the health of the population? What's the solution to that?
Yeah, well, that's a really good question. If this was a population of mice or other small mammals, you know, some of the sorts of things that have been done in that case, you know, might be introducing new individuals into the population or that sort of thing. Obviously, you're not going to be able to do that or do that very easily with killer whales. But the way I think about it is that, you know, this population of southern resident killer whales is like a sick patient, and we're trying to understand all the reasons why this patient is sick in order to best treat it. So for example, if the population lacks sufficient diversity in its immune system, it might be particularly susceptible to disease. And there might be activities that we could take around disease management that could help the population. So kind of understanding that, I think, is important.
Mike Ford is Director of Conservation Biology at the Northwest Fisheries Science Center in Seattle. Thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure talking to you.